I thought. "He loves to hide his bones near the old woodpile next to Mr. Wilson's." "Why?" I replied. "Well," said Grandma, "if I was scared and alone, I would want to go somewhere familiar." So we walked down to Mr. Wilson's place, and Grandma's hunch was right. There, huddled amongst the wooden logs, was Max. He was covered in mud and shivering in fear, but at least he was safe. I carried Max in my arms, and Grandma wrapped him in her warm grey cardigan, and we took him back to where he belonged. Home.